A far-right campaign is pushing states to pull out of a tool that catches voter fraud, and now those states are scrambling for new ways to do the same work.
Earlier this year, NPR investigated how misinformation was driving Republican-led states to withdraw from a bipartisan group known as the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC.
NPR voting correspondent Miles Parks led that investigation, and he's been following efforts on the right to essentially recreate ERIC, and he's here with us now in the studio to tell us more about it. Good morning, Miles.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so nine states have now withdrawn from this ERIC group. Would you just start by explaining what it is and why it's important?
Sure. So ERIC is a unique partnership that allows state governments to share government data, all in an effort to catch voter fraud and keep voting lists up to date. Keeping voting lists up to date makes voting easier for people. It also increases election security. So earlier this year, lies about the system started going viral in conservative media, leading to this pressure on Republican election officials to pull their states out. But the thing is, these states still want to be able to find when somebody votes in more than one state. They still want to be able to use postal service information, for instance, to know if somebody changed addresses. Josh Daniels, who's a former Republican county clerk in Utah, told me that that's led to this sort of mad dash to recreate what ERIC was providing to these states.
These states have decided that instead of using a wheel, they're instead going to invent a spherical device that will allow them to easily transport items from A to B.
But it is important to note that ERIC took years and millions of dollars to develop.
So Daniel sounds skeptical that this effort to recreate it is actually, you know, possible. What do we know about these efforts?
So rather than a single hub for all of this data, what we're seeing is a bunch of individual partnerships to share this data one-to-one. A number of Republican secretaries have announced these sort of partnerships in recent weeks. But with a couple key differences to ERIC, the biggest one, experts say, is that when you look at these agreements, the states don't actually seem to be sharing enough data to create reliable reports.
Say more about that. I mean, if they're sharing voting data, why can't they share what they were giving this ERIC project?
Yeah, so what makes ERIC special is also what makes it kind of complicated. It gets data not just from a state voting official, but also from a state's DMV, which experts say is really important to be able to say with more certainty that a John Smith, for instance, who votes in Arizona is the same John Smith as somebody who votes in Connecticut. But these new partnerships that have just been announced do not involve that DMV information. That's really hard to legally get and share. I talked about that with Michael Morse, who's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania who studies voting.
I can't see a case in which the state-by-state agreements that don't involve the sharing of confidential information can be more accurate than ERIC. It can't be.
In other words, these states are recreating a portion of ERIC just with less data and less reliable information.
You know, the irony, of course, is that people on the right are the ones who've been most vocal about their concerns about alleged voter fraud. But now your reporting also found that some of these right-leaning groups are trying to get into list maintenance. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so conservative activists are essentially trying to market their own fraud-finding software to states and local governments. There's no indication at this point that states are taking up on these offers, that are contracting with these sorts of groups. But what we're seeing is the same people who were pressuring state officials to leave ERIC are now pushing their own products for these states to try to do list maintenance. Potentially, these products could also be used by citizens to make public records requests and generally just push this idea that elections are fraudulent in the U.S.
That is NPR's Miles Parks. Miles, thank you.
Thank you.